David went to the mini refrigerator where he kept his chemicals and film. The envelope was tucked far in the back behind several bottles. It was full of $20 bills, new and crisp and cold. He counted out 10, then 20, and put the envelope away behind the bottles. The bill sat neatly on the counter. Usually he mailed the money wrapped in a sheet of blank paper. But tonight, Paul's anger lingering in the room, his music floating on the air, David sat down and wrote a letter. He wrote swiftly, letting the words pour out, all his regrets about the past, all his hopes for Phoebe. Who was she, this child of his flesh, the girl he had given away? He had not expected that she would live this long, or that she would have the sort of life Caroline wrote him about. He thought of his son sitting all alone on the stage, and of the loneliness Paul carried with him everywhere. Was it the same for Phoebe? What would it have meant to them to grow up together like Nora and Bree, different in every way, yet intimately connected, too? What would it have meant to David if June had not died?
"I would like very much to meet Phoebe," he wrote. "I would like her to know her brother and for him to know her."
Then he folded the letter around the money without rereading it, put it all in an envelope and addressed it, sealed it, stamped it. He would mail it tomorrow. Moonlight poured in through the windows in the gallery space. Paul had stopped playing. David gazed at the moon, higher in the sky now, yet distinct and sharply rendered against the darkness. He'd made a choice on the beach. He'd left Nora's clothes lying on the sand, her laughter spilling into the light. He'd gone back to the cottage and worked with the photos. And when she'd come in an hour or so later, he hadn't said a thing about Howard. He'd kept this silence because his own secrets were darker, more hidden, and because he believed that his secrets had created hers. Now he went back into the dark room and searched through his most recent roll of film. He'd taken some candid photos during the dinner party. Nora carrying a tray of glasses, Paul standing by the grill with his cup lifted, various shots of them all relaxing on the porch. It was a final image he wanted. Once he found it, he cast it with light onto the paper. In the developing bath, he watched the image emerge slowly, grain by tiny grain, something appearing where nothing had been. This was always, for David, an experience of intense mystery. He watched as the image took shape. Nora and Howard on the porch, lifting their glasses of wine in a toast, laughing. A moment both innocent and charged, a moment when a choice was being made. David took the photograph from the developer, but he didn't slide it into the fixer. Instead, he went into the gallery room and stood in the moonlight with a wet photo in his hands, looking at his house, darkened now. Paul and Nora inside, dreaming their private dreams, moving in their own orbits, their lives constantly shaped by the gravity of the choice he'd made so many years ago. In the dark room again, he hung the photograph of that moment to dry. Unfinished, unfixed, the image wouldn't last. Over the next hours, light would work on the exposed paper. The picture of Nora laughing with Howard would slowly darken until, within a day or two, it would be completely black.